Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Jason Andrews, the king of the upside-down Twitter pick. And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Happens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me is a man who might be as funny as Joan Rivers. I don't know. Maybe I'm funnier than Joan Rivers. Maybe he is. Maybe Joan Rivers is funnier than both of us. Hard to say. But it's Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Roast Bricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi there, man.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing, baby?
I'm great. I'm thoroughly entertained after having just watched this week's Real Housewives of New Jersey episode. We are about to get to that in 1 second. We're going to be recapping that. And of course, though, we must always plug our San Francisco show. We decided to do something special for our show on November 4th at Social Hall San Francisco. Go to tickets at watchacrappens.com. The links are there. There are not a lot of tickets left. Like, as of like 5 days ago, there were about 35 left, so I don't know how many are left now. But obviously, we're doing a podcast, a live podcast in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area has been pretty much ravaged, Northern California, by these horrific fires. So we are putting together something so that way we can donate some proceeds to the recovery of like the regions that have been hit by those fires. So we're working on that. So if you come, you will not only be thoroughly entertained by us, but you will actually be doing something good for the local community there. So that's that.
Well, yeah. We wish we could just take everybody to a diner to like cry about this, because that's like the best way to get through
over
everything.
Cheese fries and an omelet. That's what this world needs. You know what? You bring everyone to a diner, cry it out, compare yourselves to Joan Rivers, then compare how well you know Joan Rivers.
Or who's more like Joan Rivers. That's the best. I'm more of a Joan. I'm more of a Joan. You guys know that Joan Rivers has passed away, right? Like, you're both zombie Joan Rivers, okay? Yeah. Congratulations. You both win.
Exactly. Maybe Joan had the right idea. She's like, you know what? I think Donald Trump might be heading to the presidency, and I don't want to be in a situation where I have to defend him because he made me win. He allowed me to win Celebrity Apprentice, so I think I'm just going to check out.
You kidding? Check out while I'm still on top. She'd probably be the one in charge of dealing with Putin. She'd be like Secretary of State or some shit.
If Joan Rivers were still alive, maybe she could keep President Trump a little bit in order there. Maybe she could fix things. I don't know. But, you know, maybe Trump could call upon Siggy and Margaret to... because they're both so Joan Riversy to fix things.
Well, so much has changed in modern politics. It might not be bad for everybody to just be like, man, you are. No, you are. No, you are. Okay, let's be friends. Let's just not nuke each other. We all enjoy cheese fries.
What if Siggy were president? I mean, her State of the Union would be epic. Okay, I have to say, this is wonderful. We have the Democrats. We have the Republicans. There's some sort of tea party that's happening. It's a wonderful time. I'm going to cry. Like, but what about the State of the Union?
This is all I wanted.
It's all I wanted. That filibuster, it was so rude. It hurt me so deeply. so deeply the way you would never stop talking. I couldn't. I could never be
friends with you. Listen, Buster. I'm talking about you, Filibuster.
So many bills. Why can't we just send each other love?
I'm actually looking up a State of the Union transcript. And I can't. I can't find one because I'm too stupid.
You know what I'd like to veto? Joshua going off to college. He's my baby.
I'd like to veto locks on teenage boys' doors.
You know what I'd like to veto? Throwing cakes at a restaurant across the floor. It's rude.
Oh my god.
So, yeah, loving New Jersey this season. Loving it. Another, like, to me, another thoroughly entertaining episode. Three in a row.
Mr.
I think this is a record.
Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States and citizens of America.
Are you watching in your homes right now? That's all I wanted. You're not? That's disgusting.
I'm not trying to inspire you. I'm trying to ruin you.
When they go low, I get very sad and I'm very emotional. That's from her convention speech.
Oh, my good.
So, this episode opens up with Margaret walking into her home office with all, like, her mom and all these people. She's like, hey, guys, what's going on? I have exhaustion from that trip. I tell you one thing. It's a Michael Joseph's. Okay, you know what? Like, I'm just, you know what? It's very, very difficult for me. It's a lot going on.
I got exhaustion. Okay, she has this. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say how we both have been trying to work on our Margarets in the over the past week.
God forbid I have the ballroom ready. It's very difficult because we were talking the other day about how you can work on it as much as you want the night before, but the next day it's kind of all gone.
Yeah, and I was like working on it like an hour ago, and I'm really trying because I feel like I could get it. I feel like this one is within my grasp. It's something I could get to.
God forbid I have the ballroom ready. Well, because I can't really do it because she doesn't have the like full-on Dorinda tongue. It's like in the back of her mouth.
Well, she talks in the front. She does something very strange. She manages to talk from the back and the front of her mouth at the same time. So it sounds like there's like a bubble back there, but she's also talking from the front. It's a very strange thing, Michael Josephs. I just always say Michael Josephs to get it. I have exhaustion. Hey, Lodge, I've got exhaustion right now. It's just very difficult for me.
I've got a new line of summer bags.
We have to do a launch party.
And of course, Super Joe said it's going to be a quick turnaround. But guess what? 6 months is not fast. Classic Marge. Classic Marge.
Classic Marge. Classic Marge. She loves doing that. Did you notice, by the way, that her dress, which I'm assuming is from the Macbeth collection, in the opening, like in her title thing where she like turns around and is like, here I am, Margaret Jessup's. It looks like an old lady couch covered in plastic. It's like she literally went to Boca, cut out a cushion and wrapped herself in it. And she's like, I don't get it. The plastic's still on there.
Plastic. She should cover herself in plastic. I mean, when you're named after Macbeth, you're just begging for your clothes to have spots all over him. Lady Macbeth probably started wrapping her plastic in couches. Like, she started that trend.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Michael Joseph's collection, okay? You don't even get a spot in the first place. It's covered in plastic, okay? You don't even have to say, damn spot. It's more like, uh-oh, damn spot. It's off me already, okay? That's what Shakespeare's going to be like. It's be very, very, very easy clothing.
You know what? If that was my play, it would be called Out Damn Joe, okay? Because Joe's, like, ridiculous. Joe
is very ridiculous. You know what it'd be called? It would be called Bubble Toil. And you know what? I don't want to do this cauldron anymore. That's what it'd be called. Why do I want to be in a cauldron? I want to be, you know what? I don't even barely cook. I cook like five times a year. I'm gonna toil over a cauldron. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to sit around and wait for Duncan to show up. What was his name again? What was the name of the guy from Macbeth?
Look, there's McDouglas. Only one character I care about, and it's Lady Macbeth. Okay. Who else was wearing fur around his shoulders? For everything. Lady
what
Macbeth.
About if, you know who I don't trust at all is that Ophelia. Is she even in Macbeth? Is she in Hamlet? I don't know what she's in. You know what, though? She is a spot, and she needs to get out of here.
Yeah, heck, even Macbeth. That guy was so crazy. You know what I call him? Crackbeth. That's what I call him. That's so Marge.
It's so Marge. You know what? Like, Macbeth, You know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's so Marge. That's a Marge right there.
You know, Joe, we're trying to get this ballroom ready. Joe, how long is this ballroom going to take? 6 months. I got a party tonight to celebrate my elephant nut skin cosmetic bags, Joe. I mean, come on. Stop making it look like I'm the bad one, okay? Joe won't let me have any construction workers anymore over here because, like, he knows. He just knows they want me. You know, one day he said, I saw how they was looking at those pigtails. He's crazy. He's crazy, Joe.
He's crazy. You know, he's like in a Midsummer Night Dream. That's what he's in right now. Okay, you know what, though? My pigtails, they're my signature. You know what? Like, people can look at them. I like that
Joe,
she
you're
has...
making me crazy. It's like a Midsummer Night Scream. Okay, Joe?
You know, it's just classic Madge.
Classic Madge.
You know what I love? I love that she has this crazy assistant lady who has a very fake... Well, it's not that... I can't tell what's going on with her accent, but I assume it's a fake British accent because her Jersey accent keeps popping out because she's like, Large Marge, well, the cosmetic samples have arrived, so it's all about whipping out a party in 4 days.
Yes, like, I think that she's from
England, and she's
England,
getting,
and she moved here probably younger, and so she's getting the Jersey accent. Like, would you like to have some tea time, motherfucker? It's like, it's weird because it's not even, it's not degrading the London accent. It's still like posh, but in the Jersey accent way. It's very confusing.
It's like almost Madonna, you know, but it's not quite. Either way. I really enjoyed how it was weird how it would switch off on certain words, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is it time for tea? Because I'm getting very thirsty.
Are we gonna have those makeup bags ready for your purple? What are
you? She's just dying. A tape recorder slowing down.
Yeah. Daisy, Daisy. I just love how Crazy Joe is thinking, oh my God, Margaret and those sexy pigtails. There ain't never going to be another construction worker is in here.
They're going to look at her old couch dress and say, I want to get under those covers. I want to poster that bitch, if you know what I'm saying.
One man doesn't want to come home and rest his head next to a pigtail on some fur, huh?
Hey, you know what? I may look like an easy chair, but guess what? This bitch isn't easy at all, okay?
So Margaret's telling her crazy accented assistant and all her employees and Marge Sr., who I guess could be Large Marge, except she's already on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But
Which
she's telling
Large
them
Marge
all...
again? That's Kathy?
Large Marge is Kathy Hilton, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's... I always forget, because that's from... it's from Trash Talk TV, right?
Yeah, but I've been saying it since the beginning of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And it took
I don't
me
even
like
know
4
why.
Years. It took me like 4 years for me to even understand why you said it. I mean, I don't know why you say
because
it.
Because she's scary. Because she's so scary. She's like, tell him Large Marge sent you. It's like she bosses the whole family around.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's telling everybody, like, Siggy is unhinged. Yeah. She's like, I don't even know. I can't even think of something.
She's like a door. You know what she is? She's like a sliding door. There's no hinges there. She just slides. You know, that right there. Did you see the timing on that joke? It was hilarious. You know, I would have said that to Joan, but she died before I could go to my millionth dinner party at her house.
And look how sliding doors affected Gwyneth Paltrow's life.
There it is. That's another classic Madge right there. Madge. She says... She also says, by the way, that she always hosts her parties at her house for her. She's like, this is just how I do it. She goes, I always host these parties in my home. It's just classic Madge. I'm like, no, it's called classic cheap. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's called don't want to pay the Marriott ballroom. So we intercut with her talking about Siggy to all of her employees, to Siggy talking to Michael Campanella. And she's rolling meatballs. And she's like, oh, it's so slimy.
So slimy, just like Margaret.
And Michael's like, so, how's it been going? I know that on this trip to Boca, your town, otherwise known as your town, you wanted to make it nice for Teresa. And I know it was Melissa's birthday as well. Okay, Michael Campanella. Yeah. We know that you've talked about this before. You've rolled 100 meatballs. Like, where are you even going to use that many meatballs? They were rolling an army of meatballs.
Oh, God. Yeah, they were making it. Yeah, where were those meatballs for? He's like, now hurry up, Siggy. You don't want these to get soggy. No, Michael, not you. A2 Brute. That would be our fourth Shakespearean reference in this ridiculous recap. That's right, everyone. We're doing high-low today.
Classic match. Classic match. So Siggy's like, well, I'm upset with Teresa and I'm upset with Melissa, but I am livid with Marge. I brought Marge in. And then we cut back to Marge and she's like, I didn't even know they was coming, okay? We were at the beach. I looked around. They weren't there. I mean, it didn't even click with me to call them. Okay? Yeah, like, I don't want to hear about your missing uterus. Look, Marge Sr. doesn't have a missing uterus, and she doesn't cry every day.
She's like, that's right. I don't. And then she's like, you know what? Like, you know, it's like, did I do anything that was so bad? You know what? This is what I did. I said, I was at dinner, and I said, you know what? It's like, you're soggy. You know, like, it's a classic Marge. She called it soggy, and she loses her mind.
And everyone's like, ooh, classic Marge.
And it cuts to Siggy be like, she called me soggy flicker.
And then she almost cries. It's like, way to prove her wrong, Siggy. She's like, ooh, Michael Campanella. And then Marge Sr.'s like, look, this much I know about you, okay? You don't hold grudges. Except against your mother. And everyone's like,
like the time you didn't invite me to Joan Rivers' house. I still remember. Oh, I guess that's me with the grudge. So then we go over to Dolores, where she's doing something very exciting. She got new clothes. Frank's like, you got new clothes? Yeah, I got new clothes. Like, you know, what's the deal? Like, I got new clothes. New time for my life. You know, Boo's dead. You know, the new cabinets. Got to get new clothes too, Frank. Like, what's the deal? You know, you've been living here. You haven't been here 18 years. But guess what? I get new clothes, Frank.
Yeah. You haven't noticed because you haven't been around for, like, almost the age of a child, Frank. Okay? But guess what? Dolores also gets new clothes. Hey, did you know I got 3 jobs now, Frank? Huh? Did you know that? Hey, Frank, there's new silverware. Can you believe it? We're no longer using sporks. I mean, Frank, it's like he leaves for 18 years and then he's shocked that we now fold our clothes in this household.
It's like he can't even believe that his absence can now vote in America now. He's been gone that long. It's crazy. Like, I got my new clothes, Boo's gone. You know, it's crazy, Maz.
And there's just clothes all over the kitchen counter.
Yeah, and Frank's like,
she's like, this
shirts.
Is what happens when I'm gone. The clothes don't get folded. I'm telling you, the whole thing just went to poop. The second I left the house, and he's folding the shirt on the counter. He's like, you don't do it right.
Okay. He did fold it very nicely. By the way, I was like, I'm taking tips. I'm going to change my folding technique. I'm going to do the Frank method.
So now she's like, did you mess with Frankie when I was gone? What did you do to him? What did you do to him? He's like, what? What did I do? I didn't do any. What? Because I have a perfect fold? What is that, a sign of guilt? And she's like, listen here, Frank, you better say, did you call him an embarrassment? And he's like, well, okay, maybe I did say that. You owe him an apology, Frank. Okay.
You overreacted, yeah, Frank. I'm like, he's the parent, and the son did not turn in his college applications. I don't think it was an overreaction.
Yeah, and I like that Frank is just going with it, because he didn't say you're an embarrassment. He said, don't embarrass me and your mother. That's what he said. And it wasn't even that bad. And also, this was after Frankie spilled dry pasta all over the countertop. Okay, he didn't get yelled at for that.
Exactly.
So he's like, look, if he's got you parenting one day, me parenting another day, who's going to be his real parent? And she's like, oh, well, I can see why he had a breakdown, Frank. You see? That's what happens. One parent says one thing. Another parent says one thing. Then, boom, you got breakdowns. It's happening all over America, Frank. That's why kids are going cuckoo, Frank.
Dolores figures it out.
Yeah. She's like, let's meet in the middle, okay? We'll stand in the middle of the road on every situation. Every time Frankie's, you know, does something wrong, we'll just say, you know, I'm not happy. That's the end. Like, beat him. Beat Frankie, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Please. Frank is literally built for this. This is his moment. You brought him back. Now let him beat him. He's an adult. It's not abuse anymore.
Hit him. So Teresa and Mel are moving their dad into Teresa's house. Yeah. And, you know, of course, the way that you make someone feel comfortable is to not take them away from their plastic-coated furniture.
Yeah. Like, ever. Oh, look, is this the Macbeth collection? Oh, no, it's just Nono's bed. So they're pulling in all this furniture, and then eventually Melissa, Tree, and Joe wind up upstairs putting together this bed. And Joe's like, so tell me about Boca Raton. And they're like, ah, well, you know, like, you know, Siggy was, like, crazy and everything. And, you know, she's crazy. And, like, Dolores was on her side. And it's like, we, you know, Dolores has always been our friend. We've known her since we were little. Like, where's the loyalty with Dolores? You know, they're just looking for a reason to get upset.
Yeah, you gotta love Jo.
She's known Dolores 1 year. She's known us forever. Where's the loyalty?
It's like, you didn't speak to your own sister, who you're talking to right now, yeah, for like years and years.
And
your sister
America
solely
it.
Came on this show to drag her ass through the mud. Could yeah. we please not talk about
yeah,
loyalty?
Exactly. So there was just some back and forth with Dolores and Frank, and then the Gorgas about, like, you know, like, where's the loyalty? And Dolores being like, you know what, it was terrible, you know? There was so mean, like, the way she brought her into this place, you know, sort of back and forth. Nothing.
Margaret used her like a tool, Frank. He's like, I got tools. All right, Frank. All right, just put them away. All right, we all know Frank, okay?
Well, Frank, I got new clothes, okay? Because this is what happens. You've been gone for 18 years. You don't know how it works, okay? It's called Amazon. It's a new thing. It's not even a rainforest anymore. It's not just a river. It's also a way of getting clothes, okay? Okay, Frank, like, you know what? It's crazy. Maz. So then we go over to Envy, and Margaret shows up, and Margaret's like, oh, look at this fabulous place. I love it. I love it. It's just like, I love a good tchotchke tourist shop. And it's like, this is actually a boutique. Oh, okay. Well, this is nice.
Did I hear Boo? He's got a teak now. God, I miss Boo. Have I mentioned Boo?
Like, get out of this scene, Dolores, okay? You're still folding shirts in your kitchen.
So Margaret's like, everything's merchandised beautifully. Beautifully merchandised. I love it. It's very beautiful right now. I love it. I love it so much right now. It's wonderful. It's like, people are talking about Dolores being up Ziggy's ass. Margaret is up all these people's ass.
Yes, and Melissa's crawling.
What a wonderful design on the price tags. I love it. Great.
Yes. It's like a 69 of up the ass, because Melissa is so up her ass too. Mm-hmm. Because Margaret's like, oh my God, these patterns. Look at these patterns. And she goes, oh yeah, you have patterns too? Like, where do you get your patterns? And she's like, well, basically what we do for our patterns is that we make them ourselves and then we copyright them. And Melissa's like, oh my God, we like bonded over being in the same industry. And she has a lot to teach me. I'm all eyes and ears on Margaret.
To be fair, everyone in the world has a lot to teach Melissa Gorga. She's just like, oh, like everything to her is like going to the learning annex.
She's like, have you seen Frank fold a shirt? My eyes and ears are on Frank. Okay. So Danielle comes in, speaking of fashion,
yeah,
in a like a hot pink. I don't even blazer. Think it's hot pink, it's like baby pink or something. Pleather jacket with huge shoulder pads. And she's wearing this necklace that's got like a layered ribbon thing on it. I don't know. It was all very confusing. It's like if you just pull that string, everything comes off. I don't know. Yeah. It was an odd outfit, but it's Danielle.
Yeah. And so they're talking about how wonderful Envy is. And Margaret's like, she has the best stuff. The best stuff. Great merchandising. Great merchandising. I love it. Look at that hefty bag in the trash can. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Do you by any chance sell cosmetic bags made out of elephant nut sacks? Have you heard of those yet? They're the next big thing. We're going to be celebrating them at my bull.
I'll tell you one thing. You know, anyone who comes in here and buys a dress from Envy, they're never going to be caught by the fashion police, which was Joan Rivers' show. Oh my God, Joan Rivers. She was a friend of mine. I went to a place like 1,000 times.
Whoa, whoa.
We were very close friends. Fashion police. Very close. Yeah, woo-woo.
What would Joan say? What would Joan do?
Her timing was excellent. You know, and my timing is excellent too. You know what? Like, that's what I'm saying right now.
WWJD. What would Joan do?
I mean, I think it's amazing that so many Americans have that. What would Joan do on their cars? You know, on their wrists? That was funny. That was a classic Marge right there, everyone.
Joan would probably say the exact same thing that I would say. So, she's like, speaking of Envy, I got blocked on social by Siggy Flicka, by Soggy. I was like, what, did you get water on your iPhone? What, did it melt? What the heck?
Classic
did
Marge.
I ruin your phone? Like, what is it? That right there is classic Marge.
I'm like,
right,
you know what? I went to look at the videos. She had taken them all down. I'm like, you went on Divine, and it's been closed down for a year and a half. And then I was like looking for her, and it was gone. I'm like, now you're on CISO, also closed down.
So she, Danielle's like, well, I think I understand what the problem is. I think it's that she feels that she brought you in and you could have maybe taken her side a little bit, which Danielle, being the voice of reason, is absolutely fucking hilarious. I don't know what cuckoo land this show was filmed in this year, but I'm loving every second of it. And she goes,
yeah, but she, I get it. I get that. But she behaved over the top. She said to me, fuck you, she said to me. You know, look, I'm still going to invite her because I can move on. Like, my ass crack is sweating right now like a trucker on a marathon. Anybody else, by the way?
Classic Madge. You know, the thing is, you know, I get over things so quickly. I just wish she would understand that. Like, I don't know why she can't get over things quickly. Like, look how quickly I got over. When she said, go fuck yourself, look how quickly I got over it. That it only took me, you know, 18 hours to not be mad. Although, admittedly, I did call her Soggy Flicker when I was still mad at her. So I guess I don't get over things quickly. You know, it's you know what? I'm perplexing. I'm a puzzle. I'm Classic Madge.
What, am I supposed to get over a brilliant joke the same way I get over a fuck you? I don't think so. That wouldn't be classic. That wouldn't be classic. That would be some kind of new march that I don't even understand.
You know what's a classic joke? Throwing a cake across the floor. That's hilarious. I'm sorry. It's hilarious.
So she's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm a bigger person. So I'm going to call her right now on the speakerphone from Envy with all of you listening. Okay? If she doesn't like that, she's not going to like anything. So she calls her and she's like, hello, this is Classic Minds. Okay? Please do not operate your phone operating system right now. This is like iOS Classic Badge. Okay? Marge OS Classic.
This is like you went to New Marge. And then he didn't like the way it tasted, so now we're back to Classic Madge, and it's calling you right now.
Look, if you want to go back to, if you want to get a newfangled Marge where you can download apps, okay, fine. But this is Classic Marge, which is a typical, strange, old phone call, okay?
Would you believe it, girls? Look, she's laughing so hard she can't even get a sound out. Listen to that silence. She's laughing so hard. The timing is magnificent. Like, honestly, so funny right now. Classic Madge.
Now, look, I just wanted to tell you, we're having a ball for Elephant Nutsack Cosmetic Bags. It's all the rage this summer. So would you like to come, Siggy? I'd love to have you. And Siggy's like, oh, well, classic. I have to decline, okay? So much happened in Boca, but I hope your party is a huge success. I hope that you have cakes that bounce.
I hope you sterilize the floor so that way when you throw the expensive cake on it, you can still eat it off the floor. Unlike at a restaurant where they would never think to do such a thing because they wouldn't normally have those sort of animals at their tables.
I hope that you have some bulletproof glass surrounding the cake like they have in a check cashing place so that no one can get to the cake and throw it on the floor of your new ballroom. And Marge is just like, really? Seriously? You don't think we could just get past this? And Siggy's like, no. You know, and then we go to commercial and we come back and it's still Siggy going, no. Look, I feel like you slighted me and you didn't care about your friend Siggy. And on top of that, you're calling me Soggy.
So then after the call, Margaret's like, Can I just say one thing? She's really got to grow up, okay? You know what? Like, you're not going to appreciate a Classic Marge if you don't grow up, okay? I'm sorry. Yeah, everyone just has to grow up here. Like, if we're going to be here in an Envy boutique, okay? Like, everyone needs to be grown up, okay? Because you got Large Marge in your presence, and she's making some perfectly timed jokes, okay?
I love how she hangs up, too, because she's not even going to fight with Siggy. Siggy's like, Soggy, okay, hope we can get past it, click.
No, you know what? We have to rename it. She's not Soggy Flicker. She's signing off Flicker, as in she just signed off the phone call without even asking if I wanted to either. You know what I'm saying, girls? Sign off Flicker. It works. Think about it. It works.
Sign off.
That's Classic Madge. So classic Marge. Marge's like, I don't get this girl. Like, what? She thinks she owns me? Like, what the hell?
So Danielle, of course, ever the shit stirrer, she's like, you know, I get it, but that's Siggy. What about Dolores? Okay, what about, let's all turn this on Dolores, like the nicest person who hasn't done anything to anybody ever.
Ever. I mean, her story arc is getting cabinets and unpacking shirts from the mail. Okay, she's, and in fact, we go over to Dolores at a steakhouse with the Franks, as in Frankie and Frank. And they all sit down and Dolores, she's sitting right next to Frankie. And she's like, so what are you thinking, Frankie, huh? Are you laughing at me? What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Is it you laughing at me because I don't know how to open up my mail? Huh? No? Oh, you're not laughing at me? Oh, I'm sorry. Like this poor kid.
What are you laughing at me because I have a little dried pasta on the shirt that I folded on the counter that somebody spilled dried pasta on? Huh?
I guess these things happen when I'm away. You know, I got a lot to think about, boo.
And Frank's like, what? Why would he be laughing? She's like, because, listen, Frank, okay? The kids aren't babies anymore. When you leave, they're just like, wham, 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 okay? It's 18 years later, okay? They speak now, Frank, okay? They make fun of their mother now, Frank.
Now, Frankie, open your mouth. Here comes the plane, okay? Ready? Here we go. Frank, they're not babies anymore. Okay, open up the hanger. Open up the hanger, Frankie.
Frankie ordered a cowboy steak. I mean, what mother is prouder than me?
So, yeah, Frankie's like, he's basically like, Dad, you have OCD. Like, it's too much. I can't deal with it. And he's like, me? I got OCD? Could you straighten your napkin, please? Thank you.
You got something on your nose. No, it's not a joke. You really do. God damn it, kid. You're an embarrassment. So this, you know, I hate calling anybody a bad parent because, look, I ain't ever putting in the work. And also, this seems like a very happy family. Like, yeah. I love to see a family, like, laugh together and have fun. I don't care what happened in the past. But Frank doesn't know how to hold a fork, okay?
Yeah. I mean, Frankie doesn't know how to hold a fork.
Frankie doesn't know how to hold a fork. He's holding it like a gorga. Like, it's like a one-fisted, like, just stabbing the cowboy steak. You know?
Yeah, it was...
Like, you're not killing your own steak, Frankie, okay?
He looked like he was trying to climb a mountain. He was like, "Arr!" But he wasn't climbing anything.
Give him time. It's only been 18 years. Let's go back to the choo-choo.
Yeah. You know what? You know, he thinks it's a vampire, and I think it's very bold of him that he wants to kill the vampire, protect his parents. I think he's a wonderful child.
Can we get some real Silva over here?
So they just have like a nice little time.
And Frankie,
so then
Frankie wants to bring his girlfriend to college, and they're like, "It's never going to work out. Don't do it." He's like, "You don't know. I'm not like Dad. Dad likes to screw around with a bunch of girls. I'm a one-woman sort of guy." Like, yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, don't do it. So Mel and Joe. Joe's like, this
Melissa,
is the one.
I don't know if I can tolerate calling her Mel. It almost.
it's just like my abbreviation.
It just sounds
like
too,
Mel's Wagner.
It makes her sound too like someone I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, sometimes I'd kind of prefer that she was Mel from Mel's Diner instead of Melissa Gorga. He would be the best housewife. He's just like grumpy. He's like, ding, ding.
Well, this is Melissa and Joe in the morning. Yeah, so basically Joe is coming up with words to put on the mausoleum for his mom. And he's talking about how he goes there. And when he goes, he starts to cry. And she's talking about how the pain never goes away, but you have to make yourself busy and you have to be there for your family and start living.
Yeah, it's
it was
really
basically
sad.
A sad scene. It was really nothing.
Yeah, it was sad.
There's nothing like, really to say without.
Yeah, he's like, "Well, it's going to say amore, postre, campantostre, LaCroix, pizza sauce." I'm like, "Wait a minute, you're just looking up random Italian words.
Lasagna, rigatoni, linguini, balsamic." Oh, I'm sorry. This is the menu for the new restaurant I just bought.
So let's see.
So now we go
Teresa
over to Siggy.
And Siggy have lunch. And you know this is going to be like the classiest place we've been to so far this year because they have those runner Christmas lights to light everything and they're just like hanging off the shelves.
I mean, it's no Rails with their patented Rails teeny, but it's pretty good.
And if people are like, "Well, what? They had Christmas lights. Why do you have to take every petty little thing?" It's not that they have Christmas lights. They're using those things that you use behind the glass to kind of light for cheap. You know what I mean? The runners. And they're just like up with thumbtacks. I don't know why it bothered me so much. It shouldn't. But the wood shelving for the wine racks or whatever is so nice. I'm like, "Guys, all this takes is a little bit of masking." Okay? Okay.
It's New Jersey, okay? Like, their best contractor is the Jonas brother that didn't make it.
Joe. Don't
you remember he made Kathy's living room or something?
Yes.
Nick Jonas?
God, how could I ever forget?
Kevin.
Yeah, the quitter Jonas. The one who's like, "You know what? I do need a day job, Dad." You quitter. So, yeah, Tree's like, "Thanks for inviting me to lunch. Like, because last time I saw you, it didn't end well." Okay.
Yeah. So they actually have a perfectly fine conversation. They hash it out. Because at this point, Tree is used to doing this. You know, she knows how to apologize. After all these years, she finally figured out. She's like, "Well, I guess the drinks were sort of a lot for me, and I wasn't really thinking. And like, and so, like, I wasn't, like, saying the things I meant to say. But then the next days, you were, like, you know, you're sobers, and you told me how to, like, act. And I thought that was strange, because you didn't have any drinks." And so he's like, "Well, you know, as my friend, there was a lot to take in and everything." So eventually, Tree's like,
"I was Babala.
I was a little bit Babala. In my town, Boca!" So then Tree was
so
like...
"So you said things you didn't mean, and I threw things that I didn't mean."
Did you like, just say that... you didn't mean to throw the cake?
I was like, is that how it works? Like, are they on the same level? You said things you didn't mean, I threw a cake I didn't mean.
Yeah, Kate, Teresa's just so used to this apology by now.
I threw things I didn't mean.
Yeah, and she's just like, okay, you I get, but Margaret could have picked up the phone like this. And she picks up her phone and she puts it to her ear. She's like, hello, yes, I forgive you, Margaret. It was horrible, Margaret. Thank you for thinking of me, Margaret. She didn't even do that.
Well, she wanted Margaret to call her about the memorial. So she's like,
yes.
She's like, she didn't even call me about that. I mean, I'm crying and she's saying, soggy cigar. I want to take her and pull those pigtails out until they come out of her head. I swear, that would be classic Marge right there.
They go through this whole montage. It's like, it makes it look like Teresa's sitting there for 3 hours because every time they cut, it's just Siggy still going off about something else.
Yeah.
Soggy Siggy. Pigtails, the party. I can't stand the bitch.
The way she eats tater tots, I can't.
Tater knots. Oh, now that would be classic Marge. Who's the Joan now?
She drives around trash can lids.
So
then finally she just goes, I can't stand the bitch.
So Tree's like,
I don't know if this is Soggy or Psycho Flicka, but she's unhinged.
Now, when did these ladies get so into hinges? It's like a couple of remodel jobs and suddenly everybody's into hinges.
Kevin Jonas effect. So Tree's like, she's like, well, why don't you come to the party? Well, you should come to the party. And Ziggy's like, I hate the fucking bitch. Which is
and
great.
And Teresa goes, Mamma mia!
I love the fact that this stupid-ass remark, Soggy Flicker, I mean, it's the stupidest joke, but Ziggy's making such a huge deal about it that it's gonna stick now. Now it's like Soggy Flicker's just gonna stay.
Yes, and they just keep repeating it over and over.
Yeah. So Soggy Flicker.
So speaking of classic Marge, we go over to Margaret's house, and she's in curlers, and one thing we should mention is that, this is before the curlers. She's just, like, inspecting the house, because her house has been going through this renovation that her husband Joe said would be done. You know, Joe, he said it'd be done in like 2 weeks. It'd be a fast turnaround. But guess what? I went down there. Guess what? 6 months later, it's not a fast turnaround. You know what I call it? A slow turnaround. Classic Marge right there. So I look, I'm like, Joe, I can't live like this, Joe. Like, what are you doing here? You're on a ladder right now? Like, what you can do? You can fix this? He's like, 2 months at least. 2 months? Okay, you know what? You know what I call that? Not so classic Marge right there. You know what I call this? I'm supposed to be like stylish and fabulous. This is not the way it works. Okay, Joe?
Joe, look, you know I've got sweet potato waffle fries for this party, and you're going to make me look like I'm not prepared, okay?
It's like having pigs in a blanket without the blanket, okay? What do you call those? Hot dogs? Not the same, okay? I want pigs in a blanket. What would you do if the blankets were, like, you know, not warming, okay? Like, what if the pigs were cold still in the blankets? What do you do now? You put on a comfort. Pigs in a comfort is not a thing, Joe. Classic Marge right there.
Joe, we've got mac and cheese in the kitchen, okay? It's waiting. It's like next to the waffle fries. It's going to be the classic party, okay, Joe? Like, when everybody comes to my house and they say, Marge nailed it, how come Joe couldn't nail it? You know what I'm saying? You see what I did there? Because I said nail while you're holding a nail gun while doing nothing.
It's
you can
like
say
so
what you
levels.
Want, Joe, but like, that's classic Marge.
It's like so many levels, Joe. Like so many joke levels going on there. Like, the timing was perfect. I don't think he even laughed. Maybe you were laughing on the inside because it was so perfectly timed, but like, I don't think he understand what's going on here right now, Joe. I can't live like this if you're not laughing at my jokes. So
back to bags.
So Melissa and Joe are in the car, and she's like, whoa, I am starving. I am so glad you finally want to go to lunch. I am so hungry. And he's like, oh, yeah, I am so hungry, too. Whoa, I just wish there was somewhere to eat. Yeah, I'm really, really hungry.
Yeah. So they drive up to this, like, pizza pasta place, and they get in, and Joe's like, so guess what? You like it in here? It's nice, right? I bought it. Which is, like, I feel like they do this every single season. It's like, guess what? I just bought a paper shredding business. Guess what? I just bought a box store where we just sell boxes. You want to sit in there, like, around a bunch of cardboard? So she's
this
Joe.
Literally happened with Joe, what's-his-buns, Judice, because they literally got a pizza place, remember?
Yeah.
And then whatever happened to that, we never heard.
Two Joes, Melissa, and the pizza place. So, nothing.
My stomach is growling like hunger.
This is basically just an obvious money laundering joint. Pizza place is. We all know it. That's why there's so many in New Jersey.
Joe's like, hey, look, this would be a good place. Look, you got Nikki there. I know him from back in the day. He's a chef. This guy's a chef. And they cut to this guy in this, like, oversized polo walking in circles in the kitchen. Like, what up with that spoon?
And he looks like he's already wanting to kill Gorga. Because, you know, Gorga's like, you know what would make this better?
garlic.
Yeah, there's already garlic in it, all right? It's tomato sauce. Yeah, yeah, but what I'm saying, like, the way we do it, you know, the way my ma does it, garlic, more garlic. It's like, shut up, Joe.
And Nick's okay? Like, this guy's nuts. He's out of his mind. Welcome to the restaurant. To be fair, the pasta that he served looked delicious. And I
have
was
you
like,
ever seen a pasta that hasn't looked delicious?
Yes, I actually have. Because believe it or not, I obviously like pasta, but you know, pasta and red sauce does not, like, make me, like, excited. You know, like, a lot of people, they see pasta and red sauce, they're like, comfort food. But I'm more of like a white sauce, or I like other pastas more. But when I saw that pasta and that red sauce, I was like, I am ready for some pasta and red sauce.
I'm here for this pasta and red sauce. Also, because he put some green on top.
That's
I
what
think
it was.
That always
the
helps.
Green. It was the green. It looked like elevated. You know what restaurant I used to love? And I don't know if it still exists, but Pomodoro. I loved Pomodoro.
Oh, me too. The one that was in the Target or outside the Target?
It was like, you could get like a nice like $12 plate of pasta that was really delicious. It wasn't, you didn't feel like you were at like Olive Garden. It was tasty. It was elevated for what it was. Bring it back. Bring back Pomodoro. That's
no,
what I
don't
say
that because now it's the hot and juicy crawfish.
Well, I love. Well, it doesn't have
and
to
you
be back
that
in that
place too.
It doesn't have to be back in that space. I'm just saying, just bring it back in life.
I'm surprised that you really love that. I love that too.
I love Pomodoro, and in fact, I used to go there like every week, maybe multiple times a week. And when Joe Foz and I were roommates, because Joe Foz, co-founder of TVgasm, are one how we all know each other. We used to go to Pomodoro all the time. Like, it was, man, I'm telling you, I lived in that. I went there the opening day. I met the owner of all the Pomodoros. I met the king of Pomodoro.
That's so funny. I went there always on my days off. I would go to Ross and then that Target Center.
And then go to
and before I went into Target, I would go to Starbucks. And then I would go shop in Target for an hour. And then I would go down to Pomodoro.
And they served a little bread basket with the little salsa verde. Not the salsa verde. They had a name.
The for oil and the yeah, oil like, and there was oil, like, vinegar, and, like, and then there parsley. Was like a basil one too.
Yeah, but I would all the time, and I would go to all the Pomodoros. I went to the ones up in like the Bay Area. I went to Laguna Beach.
We weren't blindsided, okay? In a Pomodoro, they didn't come out and
back.
They were like they're
like
ben,
okay, ben, we should probably stop this Pomodoro.
They're like,
ramp.
Hey, B-side and J unit. Congratulations, you now own this Pomodoro.
Congratulations, congratulations, you're a gay guy who likes pasta. You know what? You get the large amount of wood for excellence, okay? Because there's no one like you, okay? Cops, I don't know what that is.
So Melissa anyway. Is a good actor, and I cannot tell if she's really surprised. I can't believe that she would actually be surprised, and he's doing this on camera. I mean, I think that she would know, but she's really making me buy it. But she gets mad because she's like, you blindsided me. You know, we had this whole thing with envy, and I told you every step of the way. Remember how you would drag your knuckles and tell me that I'm just a woman? Remember? And then now here we are, and I didn't even know anything. And he's like, yeah, but you know why? Because it gives my father something to do. Like, he can see the recipes. He can come in for 3 or 4 hours a day. I'm like, okay, now you're using your dad's sadness to get past a fight. I can't with these people. Yeah.
So then we go to Teresa in New York City with her lawyer, and they go. I love like the scenes that they're in every season of Teresa meeting with her publishers in New York City because it's such a culture clash. Because they sit down at a table and she's like, "Hi," and they come in like, "Hi, Teresa, how are you? Wow!"
Oh,
and they're like,
wow.
"Like, so you have a new book?" She's like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna call it Standing Strong." Oh. That is a great title. Wonderful work. Wonderful.
Yeah, I was thinking like we could be doing the tree pose because, you know, my name is Tree. You know?
Oh,
like,
the wordplay. I mean, is this Teresa Giudice or is this Joan Didion? I can't tell.
Will you be punching the tree or?
No. Yogas.
Like, oh, so they're like, so yogurt? You're the yogurt now?
Yeah, you guys can't understand me, huh?
All right, cancel my plans at the Dartmouth Club tonight. We are getting drinks tonight at Applebee's. So she's like, now listen, Tree. May I call you Tree? It's just so adorable. Tree, listen, last time in your book, you went deep. You went deep, I guess. But I think we can go deeper. So for instance, in the last book, you wrote a chapter on how you like brushing your teeth. This book, we want to hear how you cry every morning when you wake up. Is that okay? But I went deep, sis. You know, like, what about my story about stocking the refrigerator? That was deep, sis.
I brush my teeth deep, sizzlies.
Teresa's response is funny too, because she'll try and class it up for these ladies. Well, first of all, we have to mention there's a gay in like a green and black
he's dressed like a circus
suit, like yeah. a circus suit, not like just
he literally
like a,
looks like the tent.
And then like he's wearing one tailored. Of those military, like it's a military hat, right? What kind of hat is
it
that?
It was just like a gay trying extremely too hard, and I don't know whether to applaud him for it. Like he's thinking, like I don't know if he was said to his friends, you know what, guys. I'm going on camera tomorrow with Teresa Giudice, Real Housewives of New Jersey. How hilarious would it be if I dressed up like a ringleader and did a handlebar mustache and put a stupid cap on? Like, and yeah, this bitch would think like, it's fabulous.
Yeah. He's like the guy who's calling people in to see the bearded lady, you know? Yeah. But Teresa does class it up when she's around classier people because she's like,
well, you see, the thing is, I thought I went deep, sis, and then you thought I didn't go deep, sis.
And they're like, yes, well, that's called communication. And you're learning it. So the problem was, in the last book, you had your guard up. She's like,
oh, no, that was a chapter on the guard. Because she was always up before us.
But I was thinking this time, since I got out of the way, you know what? I went to the dentist. They gave me a mouth guard. So I thought I could write about being guarded, still being guarded, but it'd be like in my mouth, like mouth guards.
She's like, look, here's what we need. We need a draft. And he's like, I'm drafted, girl. Okay, look, your army outfit does not make you part of the draft, gay person. Please just sit there and twirl your mustache.
Well, you know, there's an air conditioner right there. We can turn that on if you want the draft.
Like, you want to open the windows?
Just go deeper. It's like, okay, got it. I'll write about my pool.
And
no,
then
no,
when
not the deep
every...
end. We want you to go deeper. Ow.
The nut kick in every Kindle around the world we heard at the same time. When she's like, the last book went to number 2. This time, let's hit number 1. Okay. How did this happen that the only people in America reading anymore are, like, Real Housewives people?
How did
that happen? Like, doesn't reading make you smarter? Like, don't smart people read more? I just don't understand.
Did they say the New York Times bestseller list? Because if they were talking about, like, Penny Saver best-selling list, that makes more sense.
I think it was the New York Times bestseller list. Yeah, it wasn't like the Amazon Kindle under a dollar list, you know, which and look, I'm not taking away from anybody who's been on that.
Well, then it's official. We're going to write a book because if Teresa's getting to number 2, we need to get on there also.
Let's make a tree
pals. Tree pals. We'll call it
tree pals.
Tree pros by Ben and Ronnie.
No, we'll call it Tree Pros. Get it?
Oh,
guys, we're gonna elevate the shitty Housewives books. Okay.
So now speaking of elevated concepts, we then go to Margaret's house. It's time for her party, and she like walks into the living room area with this ballroom that she has, which is still totally under construction. She's like, okay, you know what? The room needs this floor needs confetti. Okay, this floor needs confetti. I'm like, wow, this is sounds like you know. I mean, I've heard that Alexander McQueen did the same thing during his living days.
Alexander!
I mean, I know Tom Ford. He just loves a pinwheel.
She's basically opening a Five Guys.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, I mean, her...
eat the peanuts and throw the shells on the ground.
To be fair, her room is... it's under construction, so I understand it's just to mask it. But the place looks like a junior prom. There's, like, Mylar on the walls, like, streamers.
She would open a Five Guys and be like,
this was a Five Guys, but we changed it to a One Guy because she's very jealous of the other guys.
It's a classic match. So
classic, man.
You know what?
I can't find my Spanx, and now the oven isn't working. The floor needs
confetti. You know, I'm a shaking wreck. I have static. I can't find my Spanx, and I could have a menstrual blowout any second. I'm just not in the mood, okay? I've got static. Don't touch me. You're gonna get zapped. Okay, you got static. You can get zapped by me and my humor. Okay, that was a good joke. It's a good joke. My static.
Hello, classic man. It has been an hour and a half, and nothing is on the inside in the oven.
Hey, Joe, come fix the ovens. Come on, Joe, fix the ovens here.
Joe's like, have you ever even used these? And she goes,
what? I heated French fries once.
I use it for my stove as mac and cheese. It's delicious.
It was both hilarious, but also when we saw the food, she's literally heating up waffle fries from
literally waffle
food.
Fries. The poor caterer, is like mortified because the caterer is staring there like, oh my god, I can't believe this is my moment on TV, and she ordered waffle fries, and on top of that, they're not even going to come out well because the oven's not working. So, So while they're figuring out oven crisis, it's like makeup time, and all the ladies are getting their makeup done. And over at the Gorga's house, Joe's like, I want to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the party. He's I'm tired from the restaurant. So Melissa's all annoyed because, you know, he should
she's
be helping
like,
her.
It's a new friend, and she could be great for my business. I need support.
And he's like, yeah, who wants espresso? It's what Italians do. Espresso.
Espresso. We're going to serve lots of espresso at my pasta shop. So then,
and then the makeup gay's like, Melissa's like, what else are you going to show? Show your abs, Joe. And the gay's like, what else are you going to show? Just saying.
I was very supportive of that. And I thank a gay for finally doing that to Joe Gorga. But he didn't show anything.
Too. I love Joe's little naked scenes. He's one of the only people on Bravo that I don't scream thirst whenever they like have their shower scene once a season.
Yeah, he's hot. He's hot.
Yeah, I love a crazy-eyed little guy who works out a lot and has a big one.
So now the party's starting, and Margaret still has her curlers in, and people are starting to show up, and she's like, she's hugging everyone. She's like, who greets the guests and who greets the guests and rollers? So, you know, only the Marge just does that. So
only Marge.
She's now the Marge. She's now given herself a definite article.
And we hear somewhere from Springfield.
You know what? There's more room for there's room for two Marges here. Okay, you know what? Like your hair's tall. My hair's in pigtails. That's what's great about Marges right now. That's classic Marge. Both times two.
Personally, I think I'm more Marge Simpson than you. So Marge is like,
call Margo Tucker. Margo, it's me, Marge. No. Classic Marge, okay? Yeah. Hi, honey. Yeah, look, Margo, I love you. I need you. You're not going to believe it. My ovens are broken, okay? The waffle fries are wilting on their own. They're just, like, standing there. Like, it's like they came out from the cold, and now they're by like, a tiny fire, and they're dripping all over the confetti.
They're turning into latkes at this point, okay? Jody said I should call you, and you live down up the street. Can you just save my life right now, Margo? Okay, great. Thank you so much. Margo,
thank you,
do it.
Bob.
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
Thanks,
so
Bobs.
Margaret Joseph's talking to Margaret Tucker, then we go over to Siggy's house where Dolores shows up in pigtails, and Siggy's basically like, Margaret and the pigtails can go fuck themselves. That's right. We're having a slumber party.
Yeah, we're mocking her. We're mocking Margaret. Like, okay, Siggy. So they're trying really, really, really hard, Siggy and Dolores. They're like, we're going to have our own scene just at our house. Yeah. We're going to laugh the whole time really loudly and do facial masks and then laugh really loudly and then do a dance like little girls and just show how hard we're laughing.
Now, I felt a little sad because Dolores was saying how Siggy was such a good friend to her last year and really detected the sadness. And Dolores basically says that she'll have Siggy's back forever, no matter what. And I don't know about you, but I had some flashbacks to Vicky Gunvalson skipping out on, I think it was Megan King Edmund's party to hang out with Shannon at that bar because Shannon was not invited. And Vicky was like, well, fuck them. I'm going to hang out with you, Shannon. And they were like, this is what true friendship really is about, damn it.
Like, yeah, oh, and that's also, no. Wasn't that the same dinner? Wasn't that the Brooks dinner? Or was that a different dinner? Where they went on the double date and she started bringing up Brooks? No, that must have been
a different this was a whole, this was like around like when Megan had just shown up and she was fighting with Shannon and
And
so Vicky was like, I'm going to hang out with Shannon. And they had more fun. Everyone was bored at Megan's house, but Vicky had more fun. And then people left Megan's house to go to Shannon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
and
right.
and it's what's always gets cited. Like, remember Shannon when Vicky was by your side when you were all alone? You know, that's like the famous thing that people cite in their friendship.
I was just trying to help her find a doctor.
So now we're seeing that here with Dolores and Siggy. So I'm like, ooh, I hope this one turns out better.
Yeah, and we're also still seeing this on Orange County because Tamara did it this year to stay with Shannon because Shannon didn't want to go to the other party, even though Tamara didn't really either. But yeah. It's like Shannon's always like finding parties to miss and try and have her own fun, despite the party. But she never does have fun. She always just sits there like, well, huh, this is fun.
So
are we having a great time?
So Siggy and Dolores are just like hanging out. They decide to put on a mask, but I felt it was a slightly problematic mask because we've seen these women have been really putting on a lot of masks lately, but this is the most blackfacey mask we've seen so far, and I was like, I feel like we should be moving away from this mask thing that we're seeing so much on these shows. Just a little too blackfacey. I mean, I know it's not blackface, but it looks a little blackfacey. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it feels like maybe they're selling it because they're all over the place, those blackface masks. So yeah. I'm not really sure if they're like selling it on their Instagrams. We should do some research, but I'm exhausted.
It's a problematic face mask for me.
Yeah, so, it could be for sure. So over at the party,
Joyce, so good to see you, Joyce. Gosh. Joyce, have you met Jody? Have you met Jody and Maga, Joyce? Joyce, Jody. Hi. Jody, this is Joyce.
Jody, Joyce knows that Marge is crazy, and Joyce knows that Jody knows that the Marge is a nut, okay? Like, speaking of, like, does anybody else have tit sweat dripping down to the belly button? Because seriously, I'm like wet as a wet wipe over here.
It's very wet down there. You know what it is? It's like, you know what it's like down there? It's like soggy flicker down there. Soggy Margaret midsection. So, I mean, my oven's broken. I mean, what's going on here? This is a classic party. Confetti on the floor and the oven's broken. What a crazy thing. But Margo saved it. Saved the entire party. But you know what's fabulosity? This is what we do here. So, this is when I noticed that the waffle fries.
I was dying because she goes over to the caterer. She's like,
hey, did you see Jody? Did you see Judy? Did you see Bubba? Did you see Marge? They need hors d'oeuvres. Are we okay with the hors d'oeuvres over here?
And then you look down and it's like mac and cheese in a big pan. And waffle fries. What the hell is going on over here? And why wasn't I invited?
I mean,
that is my kind of party.
I mean, I get it. It's like a quote unquote beach party, but I had some trouble understanding the fabulosity part about it. Also, one thing I noticed, did you notice the way that Margaret greets everyone? She like puts her hands on everyone's shoulder. And then she kisses them. And I don't know why. She just kept on doing it over and over again. Like, she was about to fall into them. She was doing, like, a one-person trust fall. You know? I don't know why. It's not a problem. Hey, I just noticed it.
You know what you just felt? You know what you just felt? Unadulterated, uninterrupted energy from the Marge for 5 seconds before I move on, okay? Enjoy yourself. Love you.
You know who taught me how to? You know who taught me how to say hello to people like this? Joan. Oh, Joan Rivers, that's what I'm talking about. I've been to her house like 1,000 times. Very, very good friends before she passed on.
It's where I got the shoulder fur. Okay, tell your friends.
When I put my hands on you, it's like saying, now you too have a shoulder fur. From the Margaret Joseph's collection. I mean, the Macbeth collection.
So everybody starts arriving, and Melissa's the one who brings up the fabulosity, right? She's like, this house is nuts. Like, the windows are so tall. I mean, look at this door. I'm sorry, Joe. It makes door just feel even shorter. Oh, this house is pure fabulosity. Okay. So
I actually like the house, by the way. I actually think I really like how it's like a Tudor house, but has a modern wing to it. So,
well, I'm from Texas. I love an extremely tall door. That's a very Texas thing. Everyone has like a 30-foot tall door.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why. It's like you're Alice in Wonderland who ate the wrong piece of candy every damn time.
Speaking of Texas, my goodness, we hung out with Leanne Locken the other night. Those nails, man, when she says just her hands, wow, my shoulder got all scratched up. She's like, hey, you! Every time she poked my shoulder, I was like, ow.
She'll hurt you. I was like, oh my god, thank god you can trim my chest hairs with your nails. Please do that.
She also showed us close-up photos of her flesh-eating bacteria. It was intense. She's like, look at this! I was like, ah!
But see, that's why I love her, because she'll show you that, and we're like, Leanne, no, God, bro.
She's like, look at it. True story. We're not lying.
So disturbing.
Yeah.
So then Siggy and Dolores are so bored, but still trying to have fun. And they're sitting in these big leather recliner chairs.
Yeah,
and
Andrews.
Dolores is like, oh my god, these are ridiculous. Like, how do you even do these? And Siggy's like, here's what you got to do. You got to make them go back like this.
Look at that.
What an amazing time exploring the nuances of a baka lounger.
They're acting like going back. And then Dolores literally says,
you see, this is way better than any old party that that whore's throwing, or whatever she said. Like, that's
let's pretend we're in a planetarium now. Whoa.
So,
and Siggy's like, well, I hope over at that party, they're reclining comfortably, funly, getting their skin softly, and I hope they're standing up for us if anybody says anything bad. And Dolores is like, well, after all we've done for everyone else, they better. I'm like, what was that again?
Yeah, good luck with that. If there's ever been a crew of people who do not defend people, it's the cast of Real House of New Jersey.
No kidding. If ever there was a cast of deserters.
Yeah. So over
speaking of fudge pops.
So yeah, the ladies over at the party, they move into the library because production's like, it's too loud here. You need to go into a quieter room. So they go into like a library room and they're all sitting there. And now Teresa's annoyed that Dolores isn't coming because she's now saying that Dolores is Siggy's minion and up Siggy's ass. I'm like, no, it's not so much that she's up Siggy's ass. She just doesn't like Margaret, which I think is two very important distinctions, or one is distinction that's important.
Well, you know, Teresa is the same as she's always been. She only thinks about who is her, like, who treats her the best.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Well, she's like, pick someone else's eye, so.
Also, they're in a library. Hilarious. Yeah. Okay? That's hilarious.
So Dolores is like, they actually might not be in the library at this point, but forgive us if we're not totally accurate.
They go to the library. I wrote it, too. Okay. They go to the library to talk. Only in Jersey do people say, hey, you know what? We need to go talk. Let's go into a library. It's like, that's not what libraries are for, ladies.
So Margaret's like, well, would you believe it? This is the craziest thing that ever happened to me right now in my life. Okay, I went into my text messages application, and I look, and guess what? Dolores had sent me a text, and you know what it said? It said, okay, you know what? You're like, I'm not coming because there's too much things went down. And you know what? It's a loyalty thing, something I'm sure you're not familiar with. And would you believe this thing? This is like not classic. Okay, this is not classic Marge right here. I don't understand this, Dolores.
And then Danielle's like, oh, now, Dolores, are you sure that's not Siggy? It's like, Jesus, Danielle. One minute she's talking about the other one, you're like blaming the other one. Then she's talking about the opposite one, you're like, it's the other one. Like, Danielle is only happy if she's getting someone mad at every single person who's not there.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Siggy's at home teaching Dolores some weird, like, pseudo-dab kind of dance. She's like, you raise your hand up this way, and then you wave that way. Up here, wave to the side.
And then you duck, because there's a cake a-coming. Ah! So then back at the parties, Joe's talking to all the other husbands, and he's like, whoa, what's up with these ladies, these fucking women, right? Like, the crazy is like, blah, blah, blah. I'm glad I got bulls instead of whatever.
Yeah, Joe's like, I'm glad I pee standing up. I'm just glad I got balls. You know, I love being, I'm glad I don't have a vagina. I'm glad I got a penis. I could rub one out right now. What do you say, you guys, we all go upstairs and maybe rub one out together? What do you think? I don't know. Like, I'm sort of feeling it. Like, I'm feeling a vibe with it.
It's what dudes do. So in the library, Teresa, being very helpful after her lunch with Siggy, she's like,
I met with Siggy, and she says she hate this fucking bitch.
Thanks. That's very helpful. So then it just basically cuts back and forth.
Yeah, so Margaret's just like, they tell her, like, why don't you send a text to Siggy? She's like, okay, I'll send a text. You know, we get over things very quickly. You know, it's classic Marge to get over things very, very quickly. So she sends it, and Siggy's at home. She's like, oh, okay, hold on a second. I got a text. Maybe it's from Joshua. No, it's not from Joshua. Oh, it's from Siggy. I mean, it's from Margaret. Margaret just checked me. And they're like, what? I mean, checked in on me. Excuse me. So, because it's like, checking someone is very different from checking in, and that's basically what Margaret was doing. Margaret sent, actually, I thought, a pretty nice text saying, like, I'm sorry you're not here at this Classic Match party. We're having a great time. We miss you. I hope we can get over this. Let's get together and talk it over. And Dolores goes, that was the most insincere fucking text I ever heard.
I'm like, okay, it's you're perfunctory, okay? It's perfunctory.
And Siggy's like, huh? What is perfunctory?
She goes, it means she has to, okay? Like, now it's awkward? How about it was awkward when we were having raw juice while used people was, like, you know, having a memorial on a beach? How about that's awkward? And Siggy's like, well, look, it's the first time she's ever been nice to me. I owe it to myself to go to a diner. I love diners. And she's like, you owe no one nothing, okay?
You owe no one nothing. Look, all things are pointing to the fact that Marge is a sneak, and she wants to take Siggy's place in the group.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. So Siggy's like, no, I'm going to text it back. Like, okay, let's meet at the diner. But I don't put XO Siggy, because that's phony. No XOXO, Gossip Siggy.
And Dolores is mad. Yeah. She's like, I skipped a party. Like, now you're just going to make up with them, and then I'm going to be behind.
Yeah, she's like, that text made me more mad than the act itself. I'm like, okay, Dolores, settle down. So Margaret gets in. She's like, you know, that's really big of her, because yesterday she was having a stage 5. Let me tell you something. Stage 5, get it? She's like a hurricane. Ah, too timely, too soon. I'm sorry.
Stage 5. That girl's an orange alert.
So the next day after this whole party thing, we go to the Tenafly Classic Diner off of, I don't know, Garden State Turnpike, New Jersey, like New Jersey Road.
I feel like it's just like Dump Truck Boulevard. Yeah, it's like
it's
between a truck stop and like a outlet mall. You know, we all know this diner.
Yeah, so it's like it's rainy out, and there was something about this diner meeting that inspired them both to wear pink jackets. Of course, Margaret's was wearing, she was like a big feathery jacket. It was like, you know, it's a classic match, just lots of feathers everywhere.
Well, hers was like the dirty shaggy dog. Hers wasn't pink, I don't think. It was like this, like, dirty gray. You know, the shaggy dog. Oh. Is that a mystery, the shaggy dog movies?
Well, there's a shaggy dog story, which is a big, long story. But there was a Disney movie called The Shaggy Dog, where I think a guy turned into a shaggy dog.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I thought it was a gray jacket also. But then in certain light, it looked pink. But who knows?
Well, that's when you need to go take your goddamn long-haired shag jacket to get washed, okay?
Maybe it's hybrid color, you know, classic match.
Classic match. So she comes in first as the shaggy dog, and she's trying to get her umbrella between the vans. She's like, I can't do it!
Already I knew. I was like, this is going to be a classic fucking scene. Starting with umbrella drama.
I'm upset that I somehow missed the umbrella thing. I think I was already like writing down like, pink jackets, must mention that on the podcast.
She's just like scratching two delivery vans for different money laundering pizza joints at the same time. I'm like, how about you just leave people's cars alone, Margaret? Okay? How about that, Keir? So she comes in and she's like, I'll just have some water with lemon that's so much. I can add whatever I want to it. Who's going to complain? No one.
No one would ever thought to put lemon in water. It's like a very original thing. It's like very much Macbeth collection. It's fabulosity, but it's very simple. Like two ingredients, water and lemon. I love it. I love it so much. It's great merchandising.
I think this once in Joan's house, she did it through the end of her life. Water and lemon. You heard it from here first.
I learned everything from Joan. What, put lemon in water. You never had a water more refreshing than that. I'm telling you right now.
So Siggy comes in, and you know Siggy's like morbidly depressed because she doesn't come in like,
Hi, Joe. Hi, Marion. Hi.
This is my diner.
Meet me at the Siggy Diner. Between Hi, the Jody. Truck stop. Hi, Jody. I went to prom with him. So she comes in, and they're sitting at this diner table. Everyone's already looking at them like, oh, Jesus. You know, it's like the housewives' cameras. Everybody's totally disapproving. They keep showing this old lady who's like, I'm gonna send back my grits if these ladies even start during my brunch. So Siggy's like, hello, after Boca. I was very, very hurt. Because Margaret's like,
we missed ya. Yeah. We missed ya. Guess what you missed? Waffle fries, mac and cheese, borrowed an oven. It was nuts.
Siggy's acting like she just came back from 4 tours in Afghanistan. It was dramatic. I'm going to be profiled in Serial, which is a new podcast about Kix Serial.
I almost couldn't come here and face these waffle fries after all of those roadside waffle bombs. I just went. It's like, okay, Siggy, calm down over there.
My hand was permanently maimed when I reached down for a rock and 5 waffle fries exploded out of it.
Don't even get me started on how much anti-mame hurt my feelings all those years ago.
So all Margaret, I wanted to do was bring a cake to the good people of Afghanistan. And you know what they did? They said, get the hell out of here, you crazy bitch.
I got back from that vacation and I learned that ISIS took credit for the entire planning of it.
They beheaded my cake.
So Margaret is, Margaret's like,
oh yeah, you know, I don't understand the depth of your anger.
Yeah.
So maybe you could tell me.
By the way, she's ordered like an omelet with mushy avocado and cheese, like string cheese on top and like muffin crumbles. I don't even know what the hell this thing was, but it looked delicious.
And Ziggy's like, cheese fries, table nine.
So Ziggy tries
That's why everyone was looking at them so angrily. They're all like crows on the side of the road, just like hovering over their food before Ziggy steals a plate and brings it to her table. I took this from the old lady down there. Her name's Sue. We go way back. 5 minutes.
Sue's like, is someone gonna pay my check? Someone stole my cheese fries. So Ziggy's like, here's the problem. After that night in Boca, you didn't think to call me to go to the beach to memorialize Teresa's mother.
And like, well, like, I realized once I got to the beach that you weren't there. It didn't even dawn on me.
Didn't even click. You know, but why is it on me? Why is it on me to call and not everybody else? I don't get these. You know, like why? I do a very good thing. I put a whole like memorial together. Why is it on me to do it? I'm like, because you're the one who arranged a memorial and no one else knew. It would be more than just like stupid beach yoga.
Yes.
Margaret.
And Ziggy, yeah, and Ziggy's like, well, because it was the friends I introduced you to. And she goes, yes, why? So why is that a big deal?
So big deal. This isn't high school.
Look, I'm leaving a heart-shaped imprint on this booth because my ass crack is sweating so much. What's a big deal? Like, honestly.
Listen, this isn't like, high school. She's like, actually, it is. This is where I got my diploma in this diner.
That's why everyone in here is saying, hi, Jed.
My GED. It stands for good every day, because I am good every day.
Oh, well, I think I'm good. Okay, stop competing with me, Margaret.
So she's like, Margaret's like, what's the big deal? Who cares? So what? Who cares? And she's like, you're right. It's no big deal. Why is it a big deal? I don't know. Is it a big deal? No, it's not a big deal. Okay, thank you for my cheese fries. Not a big deal. It's not. And she's like trying to have a fit, but Margaret won't just stop smiling and continuing to talk and saying it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
She's like basically trying to brainwash Ziggy, and it actually is kind of working.
Yeah, because she's like, I feel like actually in a weird way they were communicating very clearly to each other. They were speaking each other's strange language. Because Margaret, you know, Ziggy's like, the things you said. And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, you called the girls classless, you called them trash, you called them ice queens. She's like, but you called me Soggy Flicker.
She's like, soggy's not bad. What's bad about soggy? Saggy. Now, that would have been bad. Like me, yesterday when I couldn't find my Spanx. Like, who loses Spanx?
Literally, I had a category five. I couldn't find my Spanx. I was like, what's going on here? I was like, you know what? They're under a pile of waffle fries. Turns out Joe, my husband, the contractor, the guy I left my other husband for, because I'm not the best ex-wife you've ever met before. The guy I left Joe, he takes the entire chafe of waffle fries. You know what he does? He dumps them on my Spanx. I can't even find my Spanx. They're under the waffle fries. I had to eat my way to get to my Spanx, category five.
Yeah, soggy's not so bad. I mean, you said you wanted to fucking kill me, and I'm a bitch with pigtails.
And Ziggy's like, well, I was hurt. I'm not going to say the woman who created the Macbeth collection. I'm going to say the bitch with pigtails who I fucking hate.
That's not very women empowering.
Ziggy. When I'm angry, I'm not trying to empower you. I'm trying to destroy you.
I mean, what's going on here even? This is, you know, I need to have empowerment with my omelet, okay? And now I'm getting just like a side of just like bitch right now. Like, you know what? Like, did you hear that? That was a very good joke. Well-timed. Did you hear that? Did you like my timing? Honestly, my timing's perfect every single time.
You know what? You don't walk the walk. You don't talk the talk. You don't talk the walk. You don't walk the talk. Talk walk. You know? It's like walk talk. You understand what I mean? That's classic Joan.
Classic Joan. You ever rhyme walk with walk? It's a great joke. Joan would always be like, Joan say, do that one again. Do that one again, Margaret. I'd be like, okay, walk and walk. Walk and walk, walk and talk. Squawk and walk and talk.
Just like Joan, I put all of my best jokes on note cards, and then I put them in those library drawers, and they're in my study right now. That's where we go to talk.
You ever hear my bit about Epilady? It's great. So then Ziggy's like,
Epilady.
I say that because the very first time I saw Joan Rivers do stand-up when I was a little kid, she did a joke about Epilady. And Joan Rivers, I don't remember what the joke was, but she's like, it's like an Epilady. Ow, ow, ow.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the funniest woman I ever met. Even though I never met her. But so then Siggy starts doing the Kelly Ben Simone thing, you know,
she's except like, with a fruit, except with a roll up and a fork
and going the wrong way. Cause Kelly Ben Simone's like, I'm up here, you're down here. And then she does like the scales of justice up and down, up and down. But Siggy's like, I'm here, you're here. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
She's like, dong, 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 rah, rah. Dong, dong, do you see what I'm doing? He's like, you're kind of doing the mashed potato. Like, what are you trying to do?
Now look what I'm doing. Look at this. Look at this. Look what I'm doing with my feet. Now you're doing the sort of the Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, like you've moved on to the monster mash. Like, I don't even know what to make of
this. I think you're doing a stationary electric slide. Oh, yeah, now you've turned fully to the left. So you're definitely doing that.
So Margaret is just watching her do this weird arm dance. And she goes,
is that what you're about? Is that what you're about? I mean, a woman who says to avoid toxic people and she wants to destroy me? Like, she's the highest level of insanity, if you want to know my honest opinion. And she tells her, look, Siggy, you gotta learn to laugh at yourself. That's what you do. You think I like that my ballroom's not done? No, I make a blowjob joke with Joe. I get some waffle fries. I move on. Like, what's the big deal?
And Siggy's like, I could laugh at myself, but your timing is bad, and timing is everything. And that's when Margaret goes, you know, my timing is fucking perfect. I'm like fucking Joan Rivers, okay? I'm sorry, it's funny. It's funny. My joking is hilarious.
And Siggy goes, actually, I'm more of a Joan than you.
This is great, because by the way, when she said the Joan Rivers thing, I thought it was like a throwaway line. I'm like, oh no, we're actually gonna go into we're gonna explore this, aren't we?
Because we're gonna have a who's more like Joan fight. Yeah.
Oh, Soggy Flicka is a Joan Rivers line. Okay, Soggy Flicka is a Joan Rivers line. Okay, great.
She goes, this is where Joan is. This is where you are, way down here, and this is where I am.
So I'm like, now we're doing the Kelly Ben Simone treatment to potential Joan Rivers qualities. I got it.
And Margaret's like, well, I'm just saying I've been to parties at the house many times. You know what? She goes, actually, yes, I've met her 3 times. Okay. She goes, well, I've been to a million parties.
And Siggy goes,
okay, Margaret, okay. You know Joan Rivers better. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Can we talk? Do you get that? That was a Joan Rivers reference. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like, it would have been funnier, Siggy, if you had better timing. Like, my timing's perfect. You know, what can I say? Classic Mudge.
And Siggy goes, you know what you need? Medication! And Margaret goes, you know, someone who cries so much, that's who needs medication. Are you on medication?
And she goes, I am! I'm on hormone replacement. I get pellets on my ass! Would you like to come?
And she goes, no, not yet, but that's amazing.
And then Siggy goes, you have no heart. I'm like, oh, wait, so was that that was actually a sincere invitation, wasn't it? She was like, listen, we could make it all better if you come and watch me get pellets in my ass. No, I don't think so. You have no heart, you devil woman.
And Dolores just laughs. She's like, look, pellet ass, look here.
I'm going to tell you the way that it is, and you're going to tell me like it is for you, okay? Like you are. But you don't need another Dolores in your life, okay? Like, who needs another Dolores?
Another
really?
Yes person. Yeah, and then Siggy's response goes, she's like, a yes person? What color is this? It's obvious that this is yellow, right? As she holds up a lemon. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening now. Maybe she's trying to do like a one pig's fly thing, or like, is the sky still up or whatever? But she's like, are the lemons still yellow? Then Dolores is not a yes person. Are they Dolores? Are the lemons yellow? Yes. So, oh, you're not.
She said
yes
like,
then, but she didn't mean it.
Yeah, that is a yellow lemon. You just made me say yes. I see what you did there. Okay. What am I, Dolores now?
It's like Siggy's not making her point at all. And, Marge is like,
okay, look, okay, yellow lemon, I get it, but look, we talked about you at the party, okay? We talked about you, I'm not gonna lie, like, Teresa, Melissa, they couldn't even understand this deep-seated thing you had with me. Is this avocado with cheese? Things change colors when you're eating them. It's not crazy.
She's like, you know what, it's like they all think Dolores is a yes woman, too, and we don't understand what's going on with you right now. Like, it just doesn't make sense. And then, so then Siggy just starts to cry.
Like, don't talk about other people's feelings. How about we talk about our feelings? She goes, don't tell me what to talk about. What you're going to tell me what to talk about now? Hey, do you want me to change my line to Siggy?
Siggy Sog?
No, I'm not going to. It's called Joan Rivers Macbeth Collection, and that's what it's going to stay, okay? That's what it's going to stay.
It's just what it's going to be, okay?
So she starts, Siggy's like, aah! And then Margaret tells us, you know, when Siggy cries in groups, it's theatrical. But in person, it's just so sad.
Listen, I'm not trying to make a girl cry. That's not very women empowering. You know, I want to be happy. And like, we just, you know, I don't know you better. I didn't know you as well as I thought I knew you. And you didn't know me as well. And it's like we're dating. She's like, that's for true. We're like dating right now. So somehow, like by Siggy starting to cry, they just kind of soften up. And, like, finally, things relax, and they're just,
yeah,
like,
they're both just obnoxious with each other. No one, I just love how they were. This was one of my favorite all-time Jersey scenes. I thought it was so good. She's like, Siggy goes, you know, you just don't understand how sensitive I am. Like, I thought to myself, Margaret doesn't know me, and you don't. And guess what? I don't know you. Margaret's like, look. I don't want to hurt you, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I want to be funny, which I am. I mean, I don't care what you say. I'm,
you know, my intention is to be funny, and I am funny. I don't fucking care. I'm funny. I'm, like, hilarious. Aren't you, so you're laughing right now, aren't you? I'm crying!
So it's like, I don't want to be the girl that brings the girl down, okay? Look, we're going to be at events. I'm the smartest. I'm going to always say snide things. Just don't get so mad. And Siggy goes, well, maybe now that I know that, I won't get offended. She goes, yeah, and maybe you could toughen up a bit, huh? And she goes, hopefully next time you see me, I'll have pellets up my ass.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny. One of our listeners said on Facebook that this is like a rare thing where it's like only on New Jersey do they actually sit and eat their way through their fight. And they weren't even saying it like a fat shaming thing or anything like that. It's that most other shows, someone gets up and storms out. And here they just were like, no, even though you're saying crazy things and I'm saying crazy things, we're going to talk our way through it. And they kind of did. And I actually really appreciated it. I thought, like I said, I think they were communicating in a strange way, and most other people, like Melissa Gorga, would be like, you know what? I don't have to take this from you. I don't get talked this way by my friends. Why'd I even come here? I'm going back to my pasta place, you know? But they
just
sat there,
refusing.
And they, like,
yeah, they were refusing to not be themselves with each other, which is how you become friends, you know? It's like, okay, Siggy's going to cry and be overdramatic. You know, Margaret's going to say annoying things that's going to piss her off, and then they're going to fight with each other, and then they're going to still be friends after, which is a beautiful friendship. I cannot wait to see this unfold. And I love that everybody was gone by the time this finished. It was a full diner when it started, and by the time they've made up, everyone's gone. They're like, well, at least we're happy. It's like, you've cleared the entire diner. Okay.
And then when they left, all of a sudden the camera panned to the left, and behind a bush was Melissa Rivers.
Also, anybody who's ever waited tables on the East Coast, or actually just is from the East Coast, knows that this is really a good relationship, because this is how couples talk.
It is.
In Jersey or in New York City. It is a lot of, what, you're crazy.
You're crazy, and I don't appreciate you calling me crazy. What are you trying to always make me look bad? No, you're always making yourself look bad. You're an idiot. Oh, now I'm an idiot. Yeah, you're a goddamn idiot. What are you going to eat that? Now you can have some. Okay, thanks. I love you. God, I love you too. What a lovely night. It's like it just... it's like, what?
It was very like, funny.
What just happened here? And that is Jersey love, basically. Yeah.
I mean, I think, I do suspect that Margaret is, like, I think she is upwardly mobile. I think she's trying to get weasel her way in and get a spot on this group. But I actually...
Well, she's already got one. I mean, she's hilarious. The audience loves her.
Yeah.
She almost single-handedly has changed Jersey around. I mean, what does Danielle do except go,
I'm back, bitches!
And start
I'm okay.
To yell.
Listen, Danielle has, I think she has... I'm not saying she won't.
I'm not saying she won't be good on the season.
Don't
I'm
call
saying
me
that,
trashy.
I'm saying that so far, Danielle has tried, but no one is engaged yet.
Yeah, but Margaret did. Yeah, Margaret did a good job.
And she's not only engaging in a fight way, she's engaging in a, like, what? I told you to shut the fuck up because I wanted you to shut the fuck up. Like, what's the problem?
It's literally funny. I don't
think... ears are bleeding from listening to her. Anybody else?
I don't actually find Margaret to be funny, but I find her to be animated, which I like. And she's, you know, it's like I feel like, you know, last week I was like, I hate her. And this week I feel like I like her and I hate her at the same time, which is exactly what you need and want from a Real Housewife.
Oh, I knew I was going to love her the second she came out of that Tweety Bird car and, like, yanked up her Spanx. Like, this is my kind of girl, right?
Either
here.
Way, good casting decision. Great work to the producers who have finally, after many, many years and, like, shortened, like, abbreviated, stupid seasons, like Tree Checks In, have finally gotten everything right.
And also, congratulations on your good luck. And Siggy, you should be saying thank you, too, because it's another season where a housewife is going to be like, then I won't shoot with them. And it's never going to work. You're never going to win this one. And also, just Margaret not making it a huge housewife idiotic fight means that Siggy and Dolores will now be with the rest of the cast, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And they can just continue fighting together and having fun. I'm in.
And I'm looking forward to next week when Dolores goes off on Danielle and says, welcome back, scumbag. Or whatever she says. Good.
Yeah, Danielle's just going to go for anybody she can at this point. She's like, did you see my new house?
Well, that's what she always did.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of another Watch What Crappin', everybody.
Yeah, so tune in tomorrow. We will be talking about Below Deck. And, of course, buy tickets to our San Francisco show before they are gone. We love you all. And love I'm going to have some cheese fries and waffle fries all together.
All right, everybody. Go out there and be less like Joan than I am. Okay?
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Perfect timing to end the podcast. Bye.